One of our favorite things each and every week is we get to do a deep dive.
I'm so excited. I got all my notes ready. Look, I even have extras today.
Deep down the rabbit hole. There are some guests. We have notes here for things to ask and questions. For this is all.
Oh, no, these are all blank, except for her name at the top.
All receive mode, which I'm not sure why that's there. It's just all receive mode, drinking from a fire hose. We should call it that every single week.
We should.
With a fire hose with the one, the only Mel Kay.
Yay! Welcome! Woo!
Oh, my pleasure. I love your audience. Always happy to be here. You know, lots going on and lots to go through. So thank you for having me, you guys.
It was great being with you in Idaho. You never really struck me as the kind of chick that spent a whole lot of time at racetracks. not stereotyping. I'm just saying you kind of have a vibe, and it's not necessarily the racetrack vibe, but you spent a whole weekend at a racetrack.
Yeah, it was really fun, and it was packed, and the people in Washington State and Idaho were so riled up and loving God and country. We met so many people. I probably shook 1,000 hands. Yep. We did our great meet and greet, which is always a big highlight. And I feel so blessed to be part of this and part of the family with you guys. I see you, and we're like family now. And so grateful.
You know, when I said your name from stage, we were talking about the meet and greet, and I was like, "Yeah, Mel Kay will be there." The place went crazy. I mean, they were so excited. Everyone loves you. They love the information that you bring. But at the same time, you always bring hope. There's always a seed of hope in everything that you bring, no matter how dark or sometimes hopeless it seems. At the end, it always wraps up in, but God, you know, there's always hope in every situation. So we just love you and appreciate you. Oh, is this Idaho?
Got some footage
Look
of that coming up.
Look at that. That's where we were, right there.
Every highway was backed up for miles and miles every direction coming into that thing. And, you know, I told people, a lot of those people living in Idaho, they retreated from Seattle. They retreated from Portland. They retreated from some of those places. And now they're hanging out in Idaho. And, you know, there's nowhere else to go. Like even America, if there was somewhere else with more freedom, I'd go there.
There's not.
You know, because we're in the middle of a coup here in this country. You know, we got to draw a line and fight somewhere. I told the people in Idaho, I said, you know, where do you go next? You already came here from somewhere escaping tyranny, you know, because you got the city of Chaz in Seattle and all that just went so crazy. Portland got to a place where they couldn't even put an American flag in front of their door. So they escaped there. Like, we have to band together. We were at the racetrack there, but there's beautiful facilities right there in Coeur d'Alene. There's beautiful facilities in Spokane. We could have been in regular buildings where normal people meet. But they push you out if you're conservative, if you love America, if you're upholding these principles, and we got to recognize that. Like, how far do you get pushed to the side? It's like, oh, well, here, you just live in this community. Yeah. Oh, you just get over here. It's like, we have just as much right to be speaking at those facilities in the regular city where the regular people get to go, where all the communists can go and speak. And I say this only somewhat jokingly. If they brought in a terrorist or someone who wrote a book about hating America or a member of Hamas or one of these things, they would let them speak at the downtown civic center. They would have no pushback, you know? But we're hiding out at a racetrack but people still showed up, and there was thousands and thousands and thousands of people that came out. No matter what, they're going to come out, and they want to partner with freedom and hope for what do we need to do to push back to win back our country. And that's encouraging, inspiring, but we've all retreated so much in this little bastion of like hiding out in a foxhole. Mm-hmm. It's time to stop being the silent majority and speak up and be heard, because
that's right.
No one else is coming to do it for us. It's shows like this. It's information of what people can do to be aware of what's happening, but then speak out against it.
Yep. And that's exactly what you do. You know, I encourage everyone to go to themelkayshow.com. When you get there, all kinds of great things, but go to resources. And on the right-hand side, first of all, register for the newsletter. I love when I get my newsletter. I always go through it. It's incredible. You'd put such great information in the newsletter.
It's one of the top two newsletters in the whole Truther movement.
Yeah, it really is. And what's the other one?
Flyover Conservatives newsletter.
Flyover Conservatives.
Our daughter Avery. Our daughter Avery is so on point. Go to flyoverconservatives.com and get that newsletter. Those are the two.
Yeah, they are. They're great ones.
In all humility, they're head and shoulders above all other newsletters.
Yeah.
And they're both free.
I know. That's exactly right. Way to go, Mel.
Thank you.
Yep. And then when you scroll down on that page, there's resources. There's all of these different links, all these different things that you can click on to get more information. And I tell you, go on there, check it out. All this research that Mel's done all these years, you can find right there. It's a shortcut. It's like your Cliff Notes right there on her website. Also, she's going to be going through graphics today. David's talking about speaking up, using your voice. These graphics that are going to be in our show today, you can actually use to help wake people up. Put it on your Facebook, put it on social media, text it to people.
She doesn't make claims. She's got the receipts.
She really does. It's also a way that you can also check the sources yourself. But this is a great wake-up call for people. If you just text the phone number 40509, text the word MEL, M-E-L, to 40509, then you get all these graphics from the show today as well as
past shows.
A little
sneak peek. If you were to unscrew the top of the lid of her head and look in there. Like that's what's there. So you just text this and it's like a look into her CPU.
There you go.
Yeah. It's really, really crazy. And I want to talk today about something that a lot of people aren't, don't really want to accept is real. And, and we really have to understand that there is a war on God and humanity, and it is truly good versus evil. And, I also want to say about right now in New York City at this moment, right down the street from us, there's hundreds of SUVs lining the street because the World Economic Forum is having their climate summit. Most of the panels are hosted by CNN and MSNBC. If you don't know that they are in on the globalist cause, which is why you're not getting the news that I'm going to give you today, or a lot of the stuff we can cover on our shows. On top of that, we have all the billionaires and trillionaires from around the world here right now for the UN General Assembly that are all planning their globalist next moves. And to everyone's shock and horror, Jeffrey Epstein's best friend, Bill Clinton, and his wife, who paid for the dossier that disrupted our country, who also deleted 30,000 emails after a subpoena, among many, many pay or play crimes, in my opinion, from my research with the Clinton Global Initiative and the Clinton Foundation, is relaunching the Clinton Global Initiative this week in New York City, right now, today. So all three of those things are happening in New York City. And if our country was wide awake, there would be 100,000 people standing in the streets down here demanding justice and that our countries be given back all the billions and trillions of dollars that have been hoarded and stolen and manipulated out of our hands into theirs, as well as demand justice over the COVID and the transhumanism agenda that has been plaguing us and everything else that's going on. Mm-hmm. So the arrogance and, you know, my city is a shell of what it was. We have no bail. We have about, you know, the homeless explosion. I see 200 illegals lining up at the Archdiocese to get their free stuff, about $2,500 of handouts as they come in, plus housing, while hundreds of people line the streets that are homeless or mentally ill with no help. And,
it's
really disturbing that these billionaires and trillionaires are here talking about how to take our money and put it into their hands under the guise of climate change or Internet of Things or the Fourth Industrial Revolution or whatever they're doing. As this in a city that has been carved out and basically, you know, thrown to the wayside in a dystopian way. Mm-hmm. So it's really shocking to be watching the goings on here. You know, all the very expensive restaurants and clubs have been packed. Nobody's there when they're not here because nobody lives here or can afford it anymore that does. But I have to be honest, it is pretty shocking stuff, the arrogance of these people.
They got to give them the money there to keep. They want to keep people there, though, because they don't want them sneaking over into Martha's Vineyard or somewhere else.
True.
And affecting their actual daily daily commutes and walking their dogs.
Yeah. And I have to be honest about all of that. At first, I was a little, you know, that's weird. But then you have to remember that Florida and Texas voted against being sanctuary states, and their cities are against sanctuary cities. Massachusetts voted to be a sanctuary state.
Yep.
And when you listen to what's going on, first of all, 50 migrants were sent there, they were saying they had no housing and no jobs. Well, then that was debunked because it's a vacation town. There's over 500 Airbnb listings, and there's also plenty of jobs in the newspaper that people sent me from that live there. And on top of that, more important is that Joe Biden has been sending plane loads of illegals, including unaccompanied minors, all over this country to White Plains, New York, well, for now 2 years.
And Indiana, Cleveland, Missouri, all over the place. They responded to this crisis much faster than they did Benghazi.
Oh, yeah. Benghazi, they didn't respond on by design. But,
this took minutes.
Having a big event with another billions of people probably donating to the Clinton Global Initiative. And I could go, we could do a whole show on the crimes of that group.
But Mel, honestly, at this point though, what difference does it make?
Exactly. Who cares, right?
You know, makes me sick.
So sad. Now, I do want to remind everyone that the Fourth Industrial Revolution was Klaus Schwab's latest book before the Great Narrative, which is the propaganda book for the world. But the Fourth Industrial Revolution came after his COVID-19, The Great Reset book. That is about the melding of, as you, everyone has seen the videos, of humanity and AI into one, and the surveillance under the skin agenda and the Internet of Things and digital identity that we've talked about on many other shows. It's also about depopulation and only keeping a kind of a surf class that is under the CBDC, ESG combined social credit score, track and trace monitoring. It is basically a digital prison controlled by the same people that are hanging out down the street talking about their next moves for globalism. As we sit here with an open border, a coming depression, a rise today in the Fed rates, fentanyl traffic, human trafficking, all of that, oil and gas depletion. So, you know, you really have to keep in mind, we are no longer left and right, Republican and Democrat. We are actually for the people, by the people, for government, Constitution, Bill of Rights, borders, language, culture, pride in our country and our future and our children's future, or you are for the globalists and you are for the destruction of America from the inside out and a global regime, because there is no other way. And the only people that do not know that are the people that are still living in some kind of distraction, division, you know, situation. We are in a very, very serious time in America. And they are not stopping. What I am going to bring up today is something that nobody in the news covered. And the first thing I want to say about this is this should never be the government doing this. And this is, I will connect the dots to what this is about. So on September 12th, 2022, without any coverage by the media at all, Joe Biden and his friends had an event called the Cancer Moonshot event, where he announced another executive order. America's not supposed to run by executive order, folks. And this is not a country by the people, for the people, when that happens. But don't forget that our entire government has been usurped by a billionaire, trillionaire oligarchy class that do not hide it. We know their names, and we'll get into some of them. But our government is no longer serving us. They are serving the puppet masters, and
kings rule by executive orders.
This
is not how America works. And these executive orders are not what the people want, and this one especially. So this one is called Executive Order on Advancing Biotechnology and Biomanufacturing Innovation for a Sustainable, Safe, and Secure American Bioeconomy. The most alarming piece of this executive order is, and I want everyone to know, we've talked about Cass Sunstein and Nudge and behavioral linguistic programming and all of this. Joe Biden and the people that control him, it's not really him, and we'll get into that, are couching this around curing cancer. So we've all heard him drop in like, I'm going to end cancer at the State of the Union. And then at this reality or that, and people are like, what is he talking about? They're couching it around cancer because every person on the planet basically has been affected by a loved one or themselves getting, hopefully surviving, but many not, cancer, including Joe Biden's son. But what you do need to know is that this, when he's saying cancer, he's talking about mRNA technology, first and foremost. And second, they are using emotional manipulation by putting cancer in this as part of this bill. This bill has nothing to do with cancer. It has everything to do with transhumanism, CRISPR technology, gene manipulation, playing God. And in this sad situation that we are in with this DOJ, FBI, Biden regime, and globalist control, it will, according to this, run a similar gamut as COVID and the vaccines, where these things will be mandated. You will not have, this is where God steps in my mind. You will not have informed consent, A. B, this should never be the government's place. This is private industry should be doing this kind of stuff. But Joe Biden and his friends are taking $6 billion of taxpayer money to fund this bill. And the part that I want everyone to pay attention to is this one part that says, for biotechnology and biomanufacturing to help us achieve societal goals. I do not believe that this is societal goals of we the people of the United States or humanity, but it says the United States needs to invest in foundational scientific capabilities. We need to develop genetic engineering technologies and techniques to be able to write circuitry for cells and predictably program biology in the same way in which we write software and program computers. Unlock the power of biological data, including through computer tools and artificial intelligence, and advance the science of scale-up production, which reduces the obstacles for commercialization so that innovation, technologies, and products can reach the market fast. So first and foremost, to unpack that from everything that we've all learned here, sorry about my hair, for everything that we've all learned here, what I will say, I mean, I get so, you know.
Well, you're still a real human, you know, so that's part of what you call your reality.
So what I do want to say is that then they put out a fact sheet, and this talks about what's in here. And then don't forget, President Biden first proposed this executive order under a fact sheet that came out in February 2022. So this has been a long time in the making. That's when President Biden reignites cancer moonshot to end cancer as we know it. What has happened is now it's come to full circle. They got all the agencies involved, DOD, HHS, DHS, all of them. And now they have an actual executive order to fulfill this promise. So after they went through the executive order, then he revisited remarks by President Biden on the Cancer Moonshot Initiative. So what we need to know about that, first and foremost, and it's on the screen now, is that Joe Biden at the World Economic Forum, the creators of the Fourth Industrial Revolution, the people who are pushing transhumanism, the home of Noah Harari, who says that humans are now hackable animals. Mm-hmm. They have no free will. We do. There is no God. We are God. And Klaus Schwab says melding AI and humans, the human they don't change. What happens is the human becomes something else, basically man and machine connected. They all talk about this openly. Well, Joe Biden in 2016 made a speech at the World Economic Forum. Look at the date on the screen.
Yeah, January 17, 2016. I wanted to point that out because basically when Obama stepped down and President Trump moved in, is this a fair statement? Would you say that Joe Biden basically just became like a full-time intern at the World Economic Forum?
Yeah, basically. But the speech was also called the Cancer Moonshot. So, you know, acting like this is new and it's not really coming from the World Economic Forum agenda, the Great Reset agenda, is totally fraudulent on the American people. This is a globalist agenda. We also know Joe Biden wrote an op-ed. Anyone can look it up. Wall Street Journal, I believe 1991, on why he believes that the New World Order, one world government, is the way to go for the future. On top of that, Joe Biden has been very involved in the World Economic Forum since its founding in 1971, to the point that Klaus Schwab praises him for being the biggest advocate and steward for the World Economic Forum.
Their hardest working member. He was their hardest working member.
So look at that. Davos, 2016, Cancer Moonshot, a call to action.
Wow. So,
if the American people believe that this is some kind of initiative for the American people, they also believe that the climate emergency and climate summit right now in New York City by the World Economic Forum is somehow as well. And as I've told you many times, the climate emergency, Build Back Better bill, and the and all of the $350 billion that the World Economic Forum and their public-private partnership, global one world government hanging out over there, are taking from all of our nations to then save the climate, is just the largest transfer of money from the middle class, upper middle class, honestly, and our government, which is our tax dollars, to this group of people, to then have them decide how to fix the climate, which is not how that's supposed to work. But this is the same thing. So $6 billion of taxpayer funds are going to go through his moonshot initiative. Now, I want to explain a little bit.
Can you say that number again one more time?
$6
billion? Yeah, $6 billion. $2 billion up front, and then they have a lot of allocations out there.
But now, this really isn't an economic show, but can you, maybe we should bring in, you know, Kirk Elliott or somebody like that, economics PhD, but where does this $6 billion come from?
Yeah, exactly.
Is there a vault at the White House that we're not aware of? And they just go there and open it up and there's like shoeboxes full of cellophane wrapped cash? Or where do they get the $6 billion?
Well, it's fraudulent, first of all, because the Fed is fraudulent. It's a private Western central bank owned by the same people that run Davos, the central banks, and at the top, the BIS, which runs them all. They're all part of it. So that money is being transferred there. The Bank of International Settlements, it is said by people that have tried to expose it, is sitting over like $23 quadrillion of our money, of all of our nations that are sucked in by the IMF and World Bank loan scheme and debt slavery models that our governments put us into, unfortunately, when they went to the Federal Reserve as the private bank of America, which is really still run by the City of London, which is the Rothschild Bank, not London and the Crown. But
I love talking to you.
I know, me too. It's like, this goes here and this goes over here. And
I like throw you a softball and you just crush it.
Yeah, you're amazing.
Well, people have to understand, and people, look this up, okay? Like I keep telling people, if you believe that JFK was killed by a single bullet by one man that had nothing to do with anything that he was saying, like destroying the CIA and destroying all the secret societies and giving the money and the power back to the people, and that really happened by one guy shooting a thing, great. If you don't, then you are a conspiracy theorist, because the CIA came up with that, Dulles and Colby and all of them came up with that for anyone that questioned publicly the Warren Commission report. So basically, the conspiracy theory slur is for anyone that questions the official narrative of the CIA and the government. Mm-hmm. So right now, you have to really start to understand what JFK was fighting in his speech that I gave the other day. Everyone should look it up. It was to the press in 1961. It's about secret societies controlling the world and that he was going to end that. That is exactly why they murdered him. And it is, and a lot of those same people that were involved in that are still in the bureaucracy, still in this something above our government most people don't know about, called the Senior Executive Service, and still in our military industrial complex and elsewhere, and never paid for it, and have continued to take out presidents and throw over regimes to keep their power no matter what.
Well, people, if you think that a president has ultimate power and he's really the top guy, think about the ones they kill, the ones that they shoot, and the ones that they kick off of social media. And somebody made this comment the other day. They said if there was a bank that had 20 employees and they were all stealing from the bank, but they all knew the other ones were all stealing from the bank, but they never wanted to say anything and mess it up. And then a new bank president comes in who wants to clean up. Those 20 employees would do anything possible to get him out of there.
That's D.C.
Right, and that's
Washington, D.C.
Yep.
But this is on a global scale, because what we do know is that Agenda 21 was which is only for them, and that was the first plan for this enslavement of humanity under the sustainable goals BS. It only became Agenda 2030 because Trump came in and started to dismantle it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So and they had to get him out no matter what. I believe all will be revealed. But as far as this executive order, I want people to understand that this is Joe Biden and the Obama-O'Biden regime doing as their globalist partners, because they are all involved, everyone, in the globalist regime. We're talking Blinken, Sullivan. You know, obviously the people above them are the oligarchs that run our country, really, because our government has no power over Larry Fink, as I always say, CEO of BlackRock, that basically owns everything in our country with Vanguard. The board of the World Economic Forum, architect of Great Reset, ESG, social credit score, the top of the heap of the Council of Foreign Relations, as well as the CEO of the only financial entity that is able to work freely in the CCP China, along with a lot of our CEOs and everyone. So he's running the whole economy. All of his people are inside the Deese and others. We've done whole shows on it. Then we got Eric Schmidt, which plays into this thing. So Eric Schmidt's thing is AI. He was from Alphabet, Google. He helped create Google China and the track and trace system there. We've talked about it. Big shot above the Department of Defense, a big advisor to the Biden regime. Also, Schmidt Futures has a lot of, just like BlackRock, people in the Biden regime and out of the Biden regime working together. So this is a big part of that. Also, Klaus Schwab wrote The Fourth Industrial Revolution, which is about transhumanism and smart cities and keeping everyone in a digital wallet with all of our healthcare, money, central bank digital currency, all controlled by an algorithm, as Klaus Schwab and Harari have multiple times publicly explained at the World Economic Forum, controlled by them, which is the Davos crew. I've said many times, the bankers are above them, but they are the face right now. So what I do want people to know is that in this executive order, as we've talked about the climate economy, don't forget that in the title, it says bioeconomy. Just like in the title of the climate emergency and climate change stuff, it talks about the climate, the environmental economy, the climate economy. So again, this is a giant transfer of wealth to these people, which I will connect that all everyone involved in this is a partner of the World Economic Forum. But going forward, this it basically says that they want to get societal goals, which I don't think anyone in America has decided that they would like CRISPR technology, manipulating fetuses in the womb, collecting everyone's DNA, injecting people with surveillance under the skin, all this stuff that they talk about, like the guy from Nokia and the other guy, that we won't have cell phones in a few years, that they will be inside of us with the nanotechnology, the nanoparticles, surveilling, you know, surveillance all over you and your devices that connects to your home and the grid and the banking system. This is what this is. And in here it says the bioeconomy is economic activity derived from the life sciences, particularly in areas of biotechnology and biomanufacturing, including industry, products, services, and workforce. The workforce, of course, is guided by diversity, equity, and inclusion. So we'll see what happens with that, because that's their biggest thing. Because to me, that translates to socialism and communism. So I guess they'll be hiring a bunch of people that pass their diversity, equity, inclusion entrance exam and are just as woke as them and anti-God and freedom and liberty as them. But it does also say that this will be a public-private partnership, okay? Which, as I've explained, just like the New World Order, One World Government is a public-private partnership governance, not a government. And they're already functioning as if they're running the world. We are the only thing standing between that, which is the United States and our Constitution and Bill of Rights at this point, hanging on by a thread. But we are. But again, this would be Joe Biden authorizing the, and when they say public, they don't mean we, they mean the government. So public-private partnership does not mean that it's the corporations, which are really the board members that are all involved with the World Economic Forum and Fink running them all, but it means that our government is partnered with private enterprise.
They don't mean the general public.
No.
When they say public-private partnership, they're not implying the general public.
No. This government is the public servants. And to them, the public servants of our government are now their servants. So where does that leave us? We don't have a representative government of elected officials. We have selected officials that were selected by money that is coming through them, through NGOs and PACs and lobbyists and all of this that is paying for them to be loyal to this agenda. The Build Back Better is the Great Reset agenda. It was all written by the globalists. As I showed just now, Joe Biden, 2016, gave the same exact speech that he gave a week ago as if it was new. Same stuff. So in this, it also has, it says that federal agencies, which most of them are unconstitutional, folks, federal agencies will need to be eradicated. And the 2 million Our founding fathers would be like, they're watching, I'm sure, and they're rolling over being like, oh my God, 2 million employees that we pay for their salaries of the federal government in about 20 agencies that are totally unconstitutional. And if we get back to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and a Supreme Court that's acting with honor, a lot of those should be dismantled, like the EPA. So in this, it says that federal agencies will work with private corporations. So the federal agencies is the public they're talking about, not us. So they, and of course, they all get kickbacks and they're all insider trading. Nobody's doing anything about it. So they're going to work together. This is where it gets crazy. To develop genetic engineering technologies to write circuitry for cells, for biotechnology and manufacturing. Basically, if you read through it, it is Noah Harari, as he admitted, we already know how to hack humans. Mm-hmm. There is no free will. Hacking humans is now possible, and the dictators of the past could have done so much more if they had known what Noah Harari and his friends that are public-private partners of the World Economic Forum who are behind this. It has been said that this was a conspiracy theory, but I welcome everyone to go to the World Economic Forum, weforum.org, and put in transhumanism, put in fourth industrial revolution, put in Joe Biden, put in any of the things I'm talking about, bioeconomy, biotechnology, digital wallet, and you will see, and then you can jump to the other partners, IMF, World Health Organization, World Bank, UN, and you're gonna find the exact same wording, the exact same stuff. None of this is science fiction, and they are way ahead, and that is our fault for taking our eyes off the ball and letting them distract us. But, so some of the partners in this, of course, are Moderna and Pfizer. Well, I'm sure you'd be surprised to know that the CEO of Pfizer wrote a book called Moonshot, how they pulled off the quick turnaround of vaccines. So we've got that. Then we have the guy from Moderna, and he's talking at the summit. He says the COVID-19 pandemic has demonstrated the vital role of biotechnology, biomanufacturing in developing and producing life-saving diagnostics, therapeutics, and vaccines that protect Americans and the world. So this Moderna CEO, as you guys remember, the original Moderna website, and I don't know if they've changed it yet, but the Moderna website and the CEO of Moderna both called the mRNA platform an operating system designed to program human beings and turn their cells into efficient drug delivery systems.
Okay, so I want to make sure that we're clear on that. So the injections that people have been taking for the last year and a half to protect them from something that's completely survivable without anything, the makers of that injection called the ingredients of the injection an operating platform.
An operating system.
An operating system.
Wow.
Yep.
That is really
I don't know if it's been scrubbed by their website, but it was there.
Very concerning.
And he said it on stage at an event. Mm-hmm. So that's easy to find if it's still out there. But
would you like to have an operating system injected into you?
No, thank you.
You know, that's taken by people every day that would walk down a grocery store aisle and see like a Diet Coke and be like, oh, I don't want any aspartame. I wouldn't put that in my body. But they'll freely go and get an operating system injected into their arm without even thinking about it or asking, can I have a list of what's in this just for my files, for my records at home? Can I have a list of ingredients? They have no idea and they don't even ask. That's how effective things have been using propaganda against our own people since 2012.
Yeah, and we still don't know what's in it.
Right.
To this day. Mm-hmm. You know?
And I mean, they're not even asking.
Figure it out and find out. Mike L on my show, you know, Karen's tried. But, you know, they're still really hiding it. And everyone that's trying to get the information gets a roadblock or their name smeared or their license threatened, you know. I'm going through this and I'm looking at the COVID and a lot of it's very similar. But he's right now making an executive order to make transhumanism, gene editing, CRISPR technology, you know, collecting of data, which we've talked about, the Human Genome Project, all the stuff that Jeffrey Epstein was investing in with Gates and everyone in terms of eternal life, extending mm-hmm. life, and basically programming humans to be human cattle that can, with nanotechnology in them. This is all in there. This is, if you read through the lines, that listen, they are masters at propaganda. The main guy that talked us all in, that worked with Obama, Sunstein, and then worked for the World Health Organization, now is back in D.C. A lot of this terminology sounds very much like that. It sounds like it's good if it was, and a lot of this technology could be great for humanity mm-hmm. if it was being controlled and run by humanity, right. not by the puppet masters who do not hide the fact that they loathe humanity, that there's too many of us, and that we all need to be tracked and traced and surveilled and controlled behavior and thinking wise, which I think they're already there where they can. I know from even, you've been having Kathy on, from MKUltra back in yep. the day, they know how to do mind control. They've known it for a long time. And what a lot of people fear is that they've gotten to a place where, like Harari admitted, they're doing it on a mass scale. Well, this executive order kind of says, not only are we doing that, and we're going to continue to do that, but we're going to go even more into your autonomy as a sovereign being, more into your body by mandate, because now, you know, it's now an executive order that demands that these people create this stuff and get it to the public.
But so Mel, do they have ambitions beyond just curing cancer with this then? Is that what you're implying? That it's not simply, it's
isn't
not
nefarious?
It's not a simple, just single focus cancer elimination software.
No, it's got nothing to do with cancer. When he's talking about cancer, he's talking about the mRNA technologies from what I can see. But I do want to say that the order calls for a collection of multi-omic information that includes data analysis collected from biomolecules, including nucleic acids, proteins, and metabolites that make up your cell and your cellular system for technology to use within the body and within organisms. The data is measured and interpreted and analyzed between roles, relationship, functions of the biomolecules to essentially hack the innate biology of the individual and to predict and control the behavior of the biological system. Data, that means you and me, and I think people should start looking into if your children, when they're being born, their DNA is being taken and cataloged, because mm-hmm. a lot of people's DNA, also, when you give blood at a hospital, mm-hmm. ask what happens to it after. God forbid you ever get an abortion. Find out what happens to the material, especially the blood.
Stacey was listening to Robin Bullock, and I was listening to him as well on Sunday. You know, he brought up this point. He goes, think about the last 4 years or so. Every commercial, every football game, everything you're watching was the 23andMe. It was get your DNA tested. Like that came. There's all these companies, and now it's like nothing.
So what happened?
Who runs 23andMe? Exactly. The wife of the founder of Google. And who proposed 23andMe to be the testers in the beginning of COVID? Bill Gates. Mm. They're cataloging women. There's BGI is a catalog. They say that the CCP has millions of DNA cataloged in BGI, which Bill Gates happens to be a part of, that is, you know, our DNA specific. People are saying, well, do they have our name and stuff? I don't think they care about our name, because if you look at how the CCP track and trace surveillance program works, everyone has a number, mm-hmm. not a name. Yeah. You know, if you look at some of what they do on the streets in the CCP, you'll see people walking down the streets. They all have a number from facial recognition or biometric recognition, which is what they're doing here with smart cities, with all this stuff. So it goes on. I just want people to understand the level to which they are violating our human rights, our God-given inalienable rights, our physical makeup, and our choice. Because what this is no, you don't have a choice in what they're dealing with here. You wouldn't even know. And you guys and I have warned people many times, your cell phones and your Fitbit and your Apple Watch, they are all giving your information to multiple entities, including government entities, that are tracing you, tracking you, taking your data, following you. Mm-hmm. It is insane the level of surveillance. They took the Patriot Act and they've just added to it and added to it and added to it in such a way that we are truly a Big Brother society. And this takes it to the inside of our bodies and our brains. So to continue on, it says that the executive order sets up data for the bioeconomy initiative. Bioeconomy initiative, data initiative, because we know right now that your data that you put into your Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and everything is more valuable than oil mm-hmm. on planet Earth at the moment, especially to the World Economic Forum partners. So it basically sets up secure biological data sets to drive breakthroughs in the U.S. economy. The executive order also says that says basically similar to what Noah Harari says, that to try to gain control of the world inside us, to learn how to engineer and produce bodies and brains and minds, as Harari says, is going to be the main economy of the 21st century. Well, weird how Harari says that on stage at the yep. World Economic Forum, and now Joe Biden is proposing that that is the future of humanity on us. Mm-hmm. You know, so this is not a choice by humanity, and it's certainly not, it's anti-God, which we'll get into. But then if you keep looking into it, this is all about transhumanism, because it also has expand. Federal government is going to, and think about all the money, like the payoffs to all the people mm-hmm. that now are such have worthless social justice warrior degrees that are getting paid for, diversity, equity, inclusion counselors that are making $200,000 a year that are getting paid for, you know, anti-racist trainers all over the world mm-hmm. getting hundreds of thousands of dollars from the government, their loans paid for. Well, this will have a whole nother government loan education program. Expand training and education to push more Americans into the field of biotechnology and biomanufacturing. They're including the whole of government, which means every agency in the government has to be involved. Has to be involved. There are no checks and balances. No one can question this. It's an executive order. But he's teamed up with the Secretary of Commerce, Secretary of Labor, Secretary of Education, HHS, the Department of Defense, and all of these people to make sure, oh, multiple agencies, they don't even list the rest, to make sure the biomanufacturing supply chain and related biotechnology development infrastructure runs smoothly. Federal agencies are mandated to direct their resources towards implementing a domestic biomanufacturing ecosystem. It also says make new and existing public data findable, accessible, and reusable. Public data. Is that our data?
Yeah.
Yes. Unlock the power of biological data sets through computing tools and artificial intelligence to advance the science of scale-up production while reducing the obstacles of commercialization to get to the market faster. And it also talks about a lot of this same stuff that we've been talking about with the COVID vaccine, mm-hmm. from the nanotechnology to the mRNA to the spike proteins. All of that stuff is pretty much included in here, and it's and they put it under to address the societal goals of the United States. Is this anyone that's watching societal goals? and on top of that, they're saying that this is also a matter of national security. So again, this will interact with the very unconstitutional and being used against us. I mean, he just put in again, and we'll talk about it probably next week, another executive order to extend the 9/11 emergencies he put through yesterday to fight domestic terrorism. So
that's his number one goal for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So put all this together. So this is gene editing technology. So this is DARPA. That would be the Department of Defense. So this is involved in this as well, which is scary. So so here we also have the Secretary of HHS, right? Along with the NIH, CDC, FDA. Everyone's getting together to submit reports on how, on assessing how to use biotechnology and biomanufacturing to achieve medical breakthroughs reduce the overall burden of disease and improve health outcomes. This also in the thing says health, climate change, energy, food and agriculture, innovation, resilient supply chains, and cross-cutting scientific advances will be addressed within this framework. And it goes on to say key research and development areas, and it lists a bunch of them. And it lists almost every agency in the government being a part of this, which means they probably all get some money. But there's also a lot of private companies involved in this as well. So I'm looking at this, and you know me, I'm thinking, wait a minute, what is going on? This cannot be what it seems at all. And of course it's not, because first of all, I do want people to understand what transhumanism is. If you don't, they talk about it very much. And like I said, go to the World Economic Forum's website, look it up, look up anything Noah Harari puts online, anything Klaus Schwab puts online about transhumanism, fourth industrial revolution. But I will tell you from Noah Harari himself what transhumanism is, because this bill is mandating transhumanism. They believe in something called singularity, a point where human history, this is also what Epstein and MIT and Harvard and Human Genome Project.
And Ray Kurzweil has been talking about this since the early 2000s.
Right. And don't forget who he is. Another billionaire really invested in this. Former, I think, of Google. Mm-hmm. So Eric Schmidt has been talking about it, who I believe is the man behind the man at the Department of Defense and the Science and Technology Department of him. But yeah, see, they it's not a conspiracy theory if it's on the World Economic Forum and UN's website. So stop with the conspiracy theory. This is real. They are way ahead. Whatever they're telling us, they have 20 years on us in technology that they are not telling us, just like the Nazis did, which they're the same people, in my opinion. But
yep.
Same funding. So anyway, so singularity is a point where human history, when the crescendo of scientific and technological advances become unstoppable, enabling transhumanists like Kurzweil and Rothblatt and all them and Harari to create themselves in their own image. So basically, singularity in that world, death itself will be defeated. Thus, God itself will be defeated.
Exactly.
It says, basically, we will repeatedly renew our bodies through cloned organ replacement, heads being cryogenically frozen and able to be downloaded into other bodies. Transhumanists' greatest hope is to eternally save their minds by personally uploading into a computer or metaverse. Big push for the metaverse at World Economic Forum through Zuckerberg, one of the young global leaders. So also transhumanists expect to live without end, at least in cyberspace, crafting their own virtual realities. Like Noah Harari said, for all of you that don't understand that this is a war on God, humanity, freedom, liberty, and individual, you know, rights and inalienable rights. Harari, one of the lead spokes transhumanists for the World Economic Forum, says, "I think it is likely in the next 200 years or so, Homo sapiens will upgrade themselves into some idea of a divine being, either through biological manipulation or genetic engineering by the creation of cyborgs, part organic, part non-organic." So biological manipulation, genetic engineering, lifted straight out of that into this executive order in the United States of America under this Biden globalist regime without people. It was not mentioned on the news. This came out on the 12th of September, folks. Okay, the people of the United States are not aware that they are taking the transhumanist fourth industrial revolution agenda from the World Economic Forum and imposing it without our consent, without the authority to do so, because we are not run on executive orders, without anyone from our government warning us. Not one person in DC questioned this thing. Not anyone that's looking into COVID either, please keep in mind, because this should have been a big red flag.
Yep.
To Rand Paul and Ron Johnson and Grassley and all the people questioning the vaccine agenda and where it's coming from and talking about the World Economic Forum. They should have gotten this executive order and been like, are you kidding me? You know, so they're taking the COVID, you know, vaccine agenda to the next level for real. Yeah, they are. So for everyone that doesn't understand, this is from Harari, you know. So religion, he says, is most important in invention of humans. As long as humans believe, they relied more and more on these gods, right? He is an atheist, by the way. If anyone says he's Jewish, they are just manipulating you and lying. He does not believe in God. He's said it many times. Rely more and more on these gods. They were controllable. Therefore, religion is about control, not about God. He says, with religion, it's... Please understand, he's using this analogy. With religion, it's easy to understand. You can't convince a chimpanzee to give you a banana with the promise of getting 20 more bananas when the chimpanzee gets to heaven. It won't do, but human beings will. And he goes on to say, but what we see the last few centuries is humans becoming more powerful, and they no longer need the crutches of God. Now we are saying we do not need God, just technology. So this is the guy running this whole machine from the World Economic Forum, lauded by celebrities and Joe Biden, John Kerry, Al Gore, DiCaprio, Bono, standing
every late night show,
clapping, mm-hmm. right? So they believe that the so then I do want to connect another dot. So they are talking all about the computer operating system. Klaus Schwab comes out. You know, a couple months ago, World Economic Forum, he says that they will be microchipping humans with augmented reality on a mass scale. So that, you know, they're saying that everything in this executive order is part of this. Now, the other part of Klaus Schwab and Harari and all of them, the globalists and the Biden regime, obviously, since they are putting this into basically executive order, some kind of mandated law that's not real, but they were certainly enforced with their minions. Mm-hmm. It also talks about the Internet of Bodies. So we know about the Internet of Things, which are smart cities and all the track and trace surveillance that we've talked about on every show. Well, when Harari and Klaus Schwab and all these other people talk about surveillance under the skin mm-hmm. and Internet of Bodies, this means that you whatever they're putting inside your body, microchips. And I have to tell you, David Rockefeller talked about microchipping every human in 1994. So if you don't understand that they are way ahead, anything that's getting out now, they already have the technology.
Yeah.
So what they're talking about, even like the Nokia guy, you're not going to need a phone. It's going to be inside you. You know, Neuralink, same thing, you know. So what they're saying is that everything inside of you will interact with everything outside of you, meaning streetlights, electricity, your bank account. Your whatever you use in your house based on a false carbon model, your smart meters, your all medical devices, the internet, wow. the internet, and all 5G, 6G coming soon. But the internet of bodies is basically hacking your DNA and your bodies. Rand Corporation, who's very behind all this stuff, says the internet released a report, the internet of bodies, opportunities, risks, and governance. Governance has nothing to do with government. It has to do with skipping the government. So they talk about it and they see that the Internet of Bodies, defined as a growing industry of devices that monitor the human body, collect health and other personal information, and transmit that data over the internet. This is, if you read between the lines, a lot of stuff in this executive order are talking about whatever's being put inside us, interacting with whatever's outside mm-hmm. of us, controlled by, as Harari has said himself, an algorithm that only they control, the Davos crew and those that control them. This includes the entire public-private partnership and the trillionaires and billionaires that have usurped our government and our country and our freedoms at this point. Anyway, it says that the Internet of Bodies technology must contain software and computing technologies able to be coded and be able to communicate with an internet-connected device or network inside or outside the body. It will collect personal generated health and biometric data for surveillance, basically, and be able to alter the human body's brain and physical function.
Wow.
So that's where we are. Now, he is allocating upfront $2 billion. But if you read between the lines in some of this, there's another $4 billion being allocated in grants and studies. You know, this is how they do it. Grants and studies, folks. Think tanks, grants and studies. They're also going to be incorporating, this is very scary, the Department of Agriculture to support sustainable agriculture in the future will be getting a ton of money as well. So genetically modified food and fake meat is not a part of this. And they are teaming up with the National Institute of Health. So that means this this whole thing has been devised while Dr. Fauci is still running that.
Yep. And none of this seems too far-fetched when you see the military branches of the U.S. government, like the FBI, for example, raiding Amish farmers that are selling natural milk, natural beef, natural things that are grown on their farms, but not full of the pesticides and all the things that they want injected into it. Like, they're not afraid to use every, what's the term that they used on that exact case? Colton, you remember?
Any force necessary.
Use any force necessary to stop an Amish farmer from selling real milk. They raid them and destroy them.
Just like this executive order, this is not constitutional. This violates multiple of the Bill of Rights, just like what you're talking about right now. These are phony, unconstitutional regulations and rules and ridiculous amounts of laws just to entrap, imprison, or to steal the money and land of free human beings in the United States of America that are protected by the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Our Department of Justice and Supreme Court is guilty here of allowing this country to get to a place where that would ever happen. Right. Like I said, 85% of these federal employees and their agencies should not exist. And this is by design, but I do want to tell you. So I'm very critical oftentimes of DARPA. Oh, here we come. Great timing. So what has been created since Joe Biden came in is a new agency.
That's what we need, more agencies.
DARPA. So we have Defense Advanced Research Products Agency. If you look up DARPA, you will find the origins of LifeLog/Facebook. You will find the origins of Google and every surveillance thing and a lot of stuff in the Department of Defense and AI and everything else DARPA's been involved in. Well, now we have a health security agency. So they are merging national security and health security in something called HARPA, which will allow them to do their digital dictatorship slavery model. But guess who is the main advisor for HARPA? Well, you guessed it. Eric Schmidt of Schmidt Futures and Google and Alphabet. Shocking.
Unbelievable.
Here.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
And so basically, this is a science of social engineering. So DARPA, the new proposal by the Biden administration, has created HARPA, a new biomedical research agency funded by us, of course. High risk, high reward. Innovation, to develop innovation breakthroughs. Of course, they bring up cancer, Alzheimer's, diabetes, and an end to all of that. Well, you know, an end to all of that is not really what they're doing here. What they're doing is violating your physical autonomy, your sovereignty as a sovereign being, your inalienable rights given by God, and your freedom. And don't think that they're not going for your kids probably first. Because we're watching that with the vaccine rollout. So on top of that, so here's where it is. Biden administration has asked Congress for $6.5 billion to fund the HARPA agency.
Wow.
The guy that was originally the head of it, who had to step down because he was forced out because of horrible behavior, Eric Lander, who came up with this, he was a Jeffrey Epstein guy, A. He also worked for the Broad Institute, and he is a eugenist. Again, a lot of this technology that they're talking, especially when they're talking about CRISPR technology, technology in the womb, you know, injecting DNA and you know, nanotechnology or medical devices into your body, a lot of this is also connected with eugenics. Eugenics being the science, what Margaret Sanger and Bill Gates' dad started Planned Parenthood for was eugenics, which is creating a master race and eliminating all unwanted life. So there's a part of that here too. But So this guy came up with it. He's no longer there. But anyway, the HARPA, as you should know, would be housed within Dr. Fauci's National Institute of Health. And would raise the NIH budget to over $51 billion.
Says the NIH has a, how much of a budget? The National Institute of Health.
$51 billion.
They have a $51 billion budget. We're a minority of the world's population. I don't know, what is it, 6-7% or something like that. But you, we use like the lion's share of its pharmaceutical drugs nationwide. And we're always right in the thick of it. Like if it was an Olympics, we're always right in medal contention for being the unhealthiest nation in the world. And we have a National Institute of Health with a $51 billion budget. And we're this sick as a country, you know, consuming, getting kids on SSRIs and everything else they can from, you know, the earliest ages possible. That is amazing. It's like, how could you spend so much money to suck at something?
And again, listen,
it's not about health. They do not care about our health. Clearly, that's my, my whole point is sarcasm. They could care less how long you live or die.
On the screen right now, look, Lander Collins, Francis Collins, where'd he go? And that's he created this during COVID-19. Okay. They created this agency without anyone covering it on the news. And they are the ones that are, Collins is supposed to be Fauci's boss. Yep. Right.
Well, Collins is number one, one of the biggest scumbags in our entire country. And then number two, he's the closest friend of the Christian community that science has to offer. You know, everybody from Rick Warren on down and across has had him on their platforms, had him on their stage. People that like would reject Fauci, well, Francis Collins, he's just a nice old guy and he likes to play his acoustic guitar. He's kind of an old hippie nerd. Not even close. Not even close. He has the most nefarious behind the scene plans. If you even poke a tiny bit into Francis Collins, you're like, why in the world would the Christian church put him up on a pedestal?
And in magazines and all kinds of
stuff. Oh, he's on the cover of Christianity Today and this Christian, Christian.
It's so twisted.
It's so backward and dark, and they're so blinded and so confused. Francis Collins. I mean, and if you watch this, say, just research Francis Collins at all. At all.
And we all saw him playing like his guitar and acting like he was like such a hero. You know, I mean, this guy, I said to Renz, I go, he better be included. But anyway, he created this. So that tells you all you need to know. Yep. But I do. Now, there's another side to this that we'll get to. We're getting long, so I'm going to try to speed it up. But I want everyone to please go look at that. No one in the media and no one in our government spoke up when that came out. The only person that I know that did was the guy, I can't remember his name, but he is Technocracy News. He called it out. Derek Bros and Karen Kingston. Karen Kingston sent me a text at 3 o'clock in the morning and said, did you see this? This is unacceptable. This is against God. We got to do something. And this is where we are doing it right now. But so I do want to connect the dots here. So, we have to also know. So he announced this, and while announcing it, he announced that the leader of this group, of this initiative, the Cancer Moonshot, is a woman named, I'm going to say her last name wrong. Oh, there we go. Dr. Renee Wegzyn, something like that. W-G-R-Z-Y-N. And she's a longtime science advisor and is at the biotech company called Ginkgo Bioworks Holdings as the first director of the Advanced Research Project Agency for Health, HARPA. So she's going to be leading this, right? Well, I know it's on the screen now, but I do want to lay out exactly where this woman comes from. So... she, it's on the screen, but I want to make sure we see this. Okay, so she has come from this company, Ginkgo Biota. Ginkgo Biota is, you guessed it, a partner of the World Economic Forum. And Ginkgo Biota, they're, I want to make sure I have it here, hold on. Claim to fame, it's on their website, but I just pull it up real quick because it's important to read it. Their claim to fame, it's here somewhere, one sec, kids, is, let me see, where's their front page?
Did she just growl? Did she just growl?
Oh, no, here growled. It is. So on Ginkgo Bioworks website, which is a preferred partner of the World Economic Forum, folks, biology by design. Biology is the most advanced manufacturing technology on the planet. We program cells to make everything from food to materials to therapeutics to organisms. They also, so this woman comes in as the main leader of this HARPA. So that shouldn't be scary at all. And don't forget that right. So here's the people that run this company. They're all members of the World Economic Forum, the people that run this Ginkgo Bioworks, right? So what we're seeing there now is that Ginkgo Bioworks is valued at $15 billion, but it is now a technology pioneer by World Economic Forum. Check out the date.
2016.
June 27th, 2016. For those of you that just listened, if you're on the radio or Apple or Podbean, something like that, you got to text 40509, the word Mel, M-E-L, 40509, the word Mel, to get these images, because these are great launching pads for your own research and for having conversations with people that might, you know, be questioning that these things even exist.
Well, yeah, and again, you know, they call themselves the Organism Company. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that they were also involved in the funding of at MIT. Look at that. You know, they were funded at preventing the next pandemic. There she goes, Ginkgo. So, you know, they're also involved in the very nefarious sounding wastewater testing that just had a polio emergency called in New York with not one person with polio, but it was tested in the water. And I believe it's these guys' technology. So talk about shutdowns. But it appears Ginkgo Bioworks benefited from the Epstein clan's funding at MIT. Epstein was a giant transhumanist, by the way, and one of these guys, and wanted to seed the planet with his and live forever and all kinds of crazy stuff. But so these are a bunch of MIT scientists. Remember, the Human Genome Project is also MIT scientists funded by him. And Dr. Lieber is involved in all of this with the nanotechnology. But this company particularly, they started in 2009 at MIT, focused on engineering biology. Ginkgo Bioworks designs, engineers, develops, tests, and licenses organisms. Biology by design, program cells to make everything from food materials to therapeutics. The researchers use genetic engineering to design and print new DNA for a range of organisms, including plants and bacterias, and pharmaceuticals. So here's a weird thing. In 2015, Ginkgo raised $9 million from investors during their first significant fundraising. A few months later, they got $45 million from another World Economic Forum partner, Viking Global Investors. Then it was reportedly valued at $1 billion. Then they raised another $429 million from another World Economic Forum partner, Cascade Investments. So as of November 2020, Ginkgo also got a government loan, November 2020, NIH, you know, DOD, whatever,
yeah,
a government loan of $1.1 billion. So they got that loan from the government in November 2020 under the new regime for COVID-19 testing and the production of raw materials for therapies that may help address future pandemics. In 2020, they also have Alonia, a company supported by investments from the Ginkgo, launched a $40 million effort to study wastewater. The studying wastewater came on the heels of a similar announcement for environmental surveillance by the World Health Organization as part of the fight against COVID-19. So not only is this group involved with the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset Transhumanism, but they're also involved with the World Health Organization, plus got $1 billion from the Biden regime. Plus, now she's the head of the new HARPA agency,
wow,
the woman behind all of this. On top of that, they got a, they started something called the Ginkgo Bioworks Ferment Consortium for $350 million investment, leveraging biology to solve global challenges and transform established industries. Ginkgo's foundry for biological engineering, its iterative code-based model, and an extensive industry network of partners and investors. Well, who would one of those investors be? You can't imagine that it's Bill Gates.
Of course.
That train's never late.
Nope.
No. So Bill Gates. So Ginkgo Bioworks is listed as a partner, as we know, of the World Economic Forum. They also have partnerships with other people and have been greatly supported by Eric Schmidt and Bill Gates. They also, they're listed as a partner with the World Economic Forum in shaping the future of advanced manufacturing and production, shaping the future of health and healthcare, shaping the future. And the one of their big investors, also World Economic Forum, Viking Global Investors, is a partner in shaping the future of financial and monetary systems platforms. And, you know, this is where I guess we'll start to wrap it up here. But I do want everyone to remember a couple things here. Is this is not the job of the U.S. government. This is private. A. B. The World Economic Forum and anyone in our government that is participating right now, right down the street from me in the World Economic Forum's events and going to their panels and their dinners is suspect. Okay. This is not about America or we, the people of the United States. This is a worldwide global humanity call to action. They can keep denying it. Do you know that the World Economic Forum, the UN, and the World Health Organization have hired 100,000 people that should be ashamed of themselves to fight shows like this and any misinformation, disinformation, or whatever? All of everything I just told you, you can find online, open source, totally provable facts. Mm-hmm. But they've hired 100,000 troops to fight this information about them.
Wow.
So if the UN, the World Health Organization, World Economic Forum, and their partners have hired all these people to fight misinformation about them, then something's wrong with them.
Yep.
You know? And I'm telling you, these people, when I saw that they were all in New York City right now on this day, right down the street from me, and mind you, for all these climate emergency champions, there's about 300 black SUVs lining the entire Midtown Manhattan right now. And that doesn't include all their armed security and Secret Service. Well, we have no cops, no bail, and nobody going to jail anymore. And 200 immigrants a day lining up across the street to get their $2,500 worth of free stuff and housing. But I do have to tell you that not only should we got to stop being left and right, Republican and Democrat, Biden, Trump. The truth is, these people would like to control us. Whoever's left.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
it's humanity versus this small group of global elites.
Yeah.
That's the real battle line. It's almost like aliens coming from another planet to take us over, except for we look at that. That's actually the global elite. It's the World Economic Forum.
Yeah. And go look at their, they don't hide it. That's why, they say it's a conspiracy theory, guys. And please do go look at the, especially for this. Please go look at the 40509, text that, and look at these things. And the thing about it is it's too hard to put up our links. It's too heavy to do the texting with that. All you have to do is copy the title of the article and put it in DuckDuckGo, and it'll pull it up. I got everything. You know, it's all real. Mm-hmm. But go look at the World Economic Forum website and who in our government are partners of it. Everyone that is attending their events, and then again, I have to remind everyone, the people moderating the World Economic Forum events the next 2 days are all from CNN, MSNBC, and the New York Times. So, and I've already proven several times that the biggest shareholders of all of the media, all of the news, all of New York Times, all of it, are Larry Fink and his partners, are the World Economic Forum. That is he's the CEO of BlackRock, which somehow owns our country, which is should not ever be a power. That with Vanguard, who are really hard to tell where one ends and the other begins, because one's private and one's public, and the amount of wealth that they've accumulated and the amount of power that they have over this country. We are a public-private partnership that skips our government right now. And a good example of that that I keep bringing up is it kind of slipped by the news, but I know to look for it because I know what they're doing by skipping our governments and usurping our countries through this public-private governance. American Express, Visa, and MasterCard have agreed with people connected to the World Economic Forum to make purchases of guns and ammunition in a different class, which is me coding. And you know who can get that information at any time? The same people that got the information of who used ATMs on January 6th or who made calls from near the ellipse on January 6th from Verizon and Bank of America and Chase. So if you don't think that they are making a registry of guns to come get them through the public-private partnership, skipping our government and our Constitution and Bill of Rights, that is an example to swallow down and realize what's next. This is what's next. Full track and trace surveillance under your skin, and Joe Biden just wrote an executive order to speed it up.
And James O'Keefe had the CNN producer, you know, on one of his shows, you know, the kind of hidden camera thing. The CNN producer was saying, you know, COVID's gone. It's dead news. It's like it's yesterday's news. They go, the future, we're going to be pivoting everything at CNN, everything into climate. He goes, climate's perfect because there's no beginning, there's no end, there's no solution, but it's something we can use to enrage people and create fear and capture ratings. That's our new thing. Wow. You know, and that was like 3 months ago or something like that.
Yeah,
people should go back and watch our show on the climate emergency now, because what it really is, again, this is the same thing. So $6 billion are going to go to companies like that Ginkgo Biota and to BioNTech and to anyone that NIH and this woman who, you know, was worked for that company. That woman also works for DARPA. She also was at that Georgia Institute that did a lot of stuff. She's been around, like InQtel, the guy involved with InQtel is involved with that company, and now they're partnering with them. This is a very small group of people who are hell-bent on track and trace surveillance, digital slavery of humanity while they stay free and enjoy the natural resources, which again, the climate emergency is a $150 trillion transfer of wealth and all natural resources on planet Earth to this same group of people. So again, the arrogance and naivete of them all being in New York City right now, all of them. I am talking about everyone involved in the UN, everyone involved at the top in America of the World Economic Forum. People have pictures of Ferrari and Gates last week together in America. You know, I'm preparing for this, I'm sure. And the Clinton Global Initiative just mocking all of us that they can do whatever they want and they will get away with it because they're part of this self-selected globalist elite that doesn't care at all about our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our inalienable rights, God, or humanity. And, you know, they can keep doing it under the guise of humanity and people can keep arguing with me that, you know, Soros is a good guy and the Clinton Global Initiative has done great stuff and the World Economic Forum is harmless. But not if you connect the dots and follow the money. It's not true.
Exactly.
Let's go to themelkshow.com. Register for the newsletter. You can get this information sent directly to you as things come out in the future, regardless of who puts a kink in the hose. Themelkshow.com. Again, go to resource section and sign up for the newsletter. If you want any images from today's show or past shows, you can text 40509, the word Mel, 40509, the word Mel. And all those images are there. And again, those are designed to be shared for your reference and a launching pad for your research. The power is on the table.
That's right.
And these guys are professionals at taking it. The information is what gives you the pot holder or the ability to grab it yourself and take this power back to the people, because we need to be informed and not ignorantly blissful, going to work and coming home and wondering why the world is going to hell in a handbasket. We got to take back control. Things aren't bad. People are bad, and too many of the ones in charge are part of a small club that is hell-bent on destroying everything that you value for their own benefit.
Man.
For their own gain. And, you know, they're pushing all this stuff at one time. So this is why I think we're winning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On a positive note. They are rushing everything through as fast as possible in a very short time period. And to me, and their arrogance to show up in the middle of this amazing city I loved that is completely decimated by their own actions, completely controlled demolition of America and especially this city, that they show up in the middle of the city with their wealth and their power, flaunting it like we don't notice. We do notice because you and I were at an event with 5,000 people that streamed to millions at the same time. Donald Trump is at an event with 50,000 streamed to tens of millions at the same time that Steve Bannon and Kirk and Sobiak are at an event fighting the Great Reset, streaming to millions and millions of people. We are waking up and they are playing this arrogant game that they are winning. And this to me is a sign that that is not true. And with this current bill, this is what I'm saying. You can only push God so far. I believe Satan has left the building and these people are holding on for dear life because the next place for them is the place they least want to go. And believe me, they cannot cheat God and they cannot cheat life and they cannot cheat us anymore. I fully believe that that the warp speed at which they are going with all of their enslavement of humanity, digital plans, transhumanism nonsense, is to their own demise. So thank you, guys.
Totally agree. You know, anytime that you rush something or there's arrogance, there's always mistakes. And I think they are having some huge mistakes, and I think it's going to be known to a lot of people. Lots of exposure coming out.
Guys, if you want more truth bombs like this, and you want the energy and share it of the, it's there's nothing quite like it of a Clay Clark event. There's two left. There's one in Pennsylvania. There's one in Branson, Missouri. We got to be at that. I'm knocking on wood. We'd see. we'd love to get together, and you guys got to take advantage of these. Though
it is a lot of fun. So you can go to timetofreeamerica.com. To get the tickets. So Mel, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate this information. Guys.
Thank you guys. And I'll see you again soon as usual. And everyone, please join us. We have so much fun at the Clay Clark event.
Yeah, we do.
Don't listen to what anyone says. They're only writing his pieces and, you know, we're Christian nationalists. Yeah. No, we love God and country. I think that's a good thing.
So absolutely.
I will see you guys at the next one or maybe before. Thanks
so
much.
Sounds great. Thanks, Mel.
Bye-bye.
For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.
Guys, I've been warning for months and months about the World Economic Forum and the private Western Central Bank Great Reset. On top of that, the ESG proposed by Larry Fink and BlackRock, which is the CCP social credit score tied to the central bank digital currency, which would end privacy and autonomy for all free people on planet Earth. Just recently at the World Economic Forum, these people got together and decided that not only will they have a central bank digital currency, but that it will be tied to a universal ID that every person on the planet would have to receive. This ID would track and trace everything from your financial life to your health records to your social justice to your environmental footprint to everything that you can imagine, your business, your expenditures, your groceries, everything that you do in life would be monitored, tracked, and traced by these people in Davos. If they can get away with it. I don't believe they can because we the people and God Almighty have the power. You have to make the moves today. Invest in silver and gold and other hard assets. Get your money into small banks, credit unions, and savings and loans that are local and benefit your local community. And start preparing in your home with supplies and whatever you need going forward. We the people and God Almighty will save this planet. But that means we have to take action steps to walk away from the central bank digital currency and their planned Great Reset. Do that today, please. God bless you and your family, and God bless and save America and all free people on planet Earth. No matter what, God wins, but we need to make the moves now. Please visit our friend Andrew and his team at Beverly Hills Precious Metals at melkgold.com. That's melkgold.com. I don't always talk about why I decided to partner with Mel K Superfoods, but I have a good friend of mine. You guys know her too, Ann Vandersteel. We were at an event and I'm looking at her thinking, what did you do different? She's glowing. She's so full of energy. And she told me about this amazing program. I didn't know. I just knew that I had seen her a month before and a month later, she's on this program. And I said, I want whatever she's doing, whatever she has. And I got involved with Superfoods. I learned about it. You've seen my friend Raven on here before. She is an organic farmer who's very involved in the company. Really broke down for me how special these products are, where they come from, and what they could do. And within a short period of time, I felt like I too was feeling like I had an extra amount of energy. I felt that I was internally feeling like I had more digestion. I used to have different kinds of digestive issues. They all kind of went away. I didn't notice my hair, my nails, my skin. It all was improving. And the only thing that I had done was I added superfoods to my daily regimen. And that has been a total game changer for me in so many ways, including it is an excellent weight loss program if you are looking to lose weight, which I was when I first started. And you continue to maintain, and it's a completely regimented, easy to follow, results-oriented program, but then it becomes a part of your lifestyle. At this point, it is to me like a part of waking up and going to work is also using my superfoods and doing my regimen. And I look forward to joining you guys on your journey to health and fitness as I'm on my journey to health and fitness. And we could not recommend it more. This is something that I really love and has really, really enhanced my life and my lifestyle. Go to MelKSuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead.
Hey, Patriot Pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to themelkshow.com, events, and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.